Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know. A dirty little secret. Secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for 420, brah. It's Wednesday, April 20th. Who's got a plane flying over their house? Is that you, Bryn?
That's V. That's V, not me.
That's me, actually.
Oh, goodness. You live by the airport?
Excuse me, guys. No.
Just randomly.
Not really sure. I mean, I guess I could be in a flight path. I don't really hear him, so I'm not sure how you heard that. I barely heard it.
Yeah. Well, I always expect that it's at Bryn's house because he lives right by the airport. So.
Yeah. No, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. But he's got those triple pane windows. Okay.
He really?
Yeah, he does.
I actually have
talk,
like,
everyone.
It's a window you open, and then there's another window after that window.
Oh, like the storm window things.
It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Dear God.
Well, you don't want to be listening to that your whole life. Although,
no,
they do
God,
say
no.
that if you live by a train or you live by
I have it
an
all.
Airport.
I have a train nearby, too.
Yeah. You stop noticing. Oh, God, you hear the horn and everything,
I can
huh?
hear the horn. And when I'm outside in the backyard, I don't really hear it in the house.
Yeah. Well, they say you get used to it. So that's good. So, V, we had a couple things for you today. How are you, first of all? Hello, how
I'm
is
nervous.
Everything going? What, no, don't be nervous.
Good.
Why would you be nervous?
Because when it's like really aimed towards me, it's going to get weird. Let me tell you guys.
That's what we all love about you. You're not scared.
No, I know, but it's always like, I think what my mind tries to guess before it gets there. So only us and our listeners would get this. Two listeners sent me the same thing yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. It is a post from, you know, Kaylee Cuoco? I think that's how you say her last
sure.
name.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory flight attendant. So she posted, she got a matching tattoo with one of her friends. And in cursive, it's right here on their arm, it says boop. And the caption says, I booped you many years ago and tags the friend in it. Glad we made it official. And everyone's sending it to me. They're like, dude, I'm like, that tattoo would have a whole other meaning if I put me and my BFF and then said I booped you years ago.
It's perfect.
I was like, that's hysterical.
It is perfect.
Anyways, thought I'd share that. Boop. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's funny to us and to our listeners, but, you know, that's.
What does that mean, though? If you guys had to decipher that, like. Friends, I booped you years ago. That's weird, right?
It's weird.
What does that mean?
It feels like a goose.
She's been in the news lately, and I've read a couple of the things.
Oh,
she was in not only Big Bang, but she was in that
flight attendant.
So anyway, the reason she's in the news is she'd been divorced. She met a new guy. Everyone has followed this chick through her love stories. The new guy and her are now divorcing. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. everyone's... And then her story, the one I most recently read was, I've been staying with my friend. And I'm just like, oh my God, chick. Button it up. You're a big-time celebrity. You don't have to tell people that you're so heartbroken you have to stay with friends. But apparently that's her thing, and that's probably why her and her friend ended up with matching... this is the... Get over the guy that just...
I think she's also staying with a friend, and this is just kind of guessing, but she was dating the second husband, I think, before her divorce was final from her first, which wasn't even a year. Then that one ended. Now she's with a friend. She kind of, which I get it. I'm not talking poorly on her, but I think she's a bit of a codependent, can't be alone and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't want anyone to think I'm talking crap on it, that it's bad.
Elon!
I mean, it's not good.
But... Elon, we got another lady who can't be alone. Elon! Elon, you're lonely.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
He's so lonely. He's so sad and lonely, he says.
In his interviews. I'm in these giant mansions all by myself, crying myself to sleep. Don't tell people that. Yeah. Don't. What are you doing? I think you're right about that.
So
and it's what's weird is, you can be a super successful person in one aspect of your life and also still be really incredibly needy, which it sounds like she is.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, money and fame don't mean happiness.
Ask Johnny Depp.
God.
Yes. Oh, God. It's actually a tragic story because Vinny said it this morning. At one point, the guy had $600 million. A woman who... loved him and bore his children, and they were together for years and years. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, oh, fresh pussy. I'm going to go get some of that. And she just...
I think she's
fucking,
a witch woman.
She fucking destroyed him. Whether or not... And listen, if he hit her and he tortured her and all the things that she alleges, then then it's his own damn fault.
I'm not sold on that, but...
I hate to say that I'm not sold on it either. Because I do want to automatically take the chick's side. And, I don't have a vested interest in how this whole thing turns out. But I do feel like, wow, there's a guy who kind of had it all. I mean, have it all.
That's what sucks, though. Island. You never want to deny a woman's claim. And I understand that.
Right.
But, that sucks. How many men are falsely accused?
Lots.
Every single day. For stuff. And why is it that we don't want to, and trust me, I'm a woman, I get it, we don't want to deny the woman's claim, but then why are we denying the man's claim? It's just a very sensitive subject.
It really
sucks because unfortunately women do lie about crap like this, which makes it even harder for women who actually are victims.
Right.
Well, there's the problem.
This guy's married for years, never touches a woman, never. And all of a sudden now he's just punching someone in the face. I don't know.
Well, look, this is the trippy part. In my mind, here's a person. I actually get why marriages end up falling apart. There's when you live with someone and you build a family, that drains passion out of a relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to, but it can. The mundane reality of, did you go to the grocery store? Yes. Did you pick up the dog poop? Yes. By the time you're done with a day, the two of you are just over it. Ugh. So I get that he maybe found some passion and that lit him on fire and he needed it, right? Okay. But as soon as that thing turns south, you're Johnny Depp the whole time. Don't be texting people about how you want to light a lady on fire and then fuck her carcass. What the fuck is that, Johnny Depp? What's wrong with you?
Well, drinks help.
Just it's time to break up, Johnny. You're a guy with a lot to lose.
Yeah, I mean, texts aren't fair, though. My friend and I joke all the time because we watch all the Datelines and the 2020s. I'm a big true crime person.
Yeah.
And it always goes back to, a text. You know what I mean? And we always joke, she's like, oh, my God, her guy's name is Eddie. She's like, oh, my God, if Eddie were to die tomorrow, we'd be screwed because, she'll get pissed and text me. There was that story where that girl cut up her dude and put part of him in the crock pot. Did you see that?
No.
That's
delicious.
Yeah. And she was like, so we had a joke, but we would say it to his face. If he got out of line or snapped, she'd be all crock pot. So we would joke and she'd send me dude, you have an extra crock pot, right? And like, obviously it's joking and he's even heard it, but like, if God forbid he dropped dead the next day and our texts are like, yeah, man, I'll bring the shovel, don't worry. Like, it doesn't look good if you're standing like, you know, in a court of law, but that's why texts are pretty.
It is, it's tough, but they are a record of the thing you said. And, you know, like, that's why I won't go hiking with anybody, because I've said too many times it's a perfect way to kill someone.
Right.
But of course I'd never kill anyone
that
way.
Tons of stories on those shows.
I know.
Is hiking. Yeah.
Right. Oh, he fell off.
She slipped. No one's around to see you. Right. Yeah. There's no cameras.
Right.
Right.
Except the one that you were using.
Okay, so we know how we're all going to do it eventually. Okay,
obviously.
Great, great.
Thank you. If anything thinks it's weird that I have like deaths planned out for people.
Yeah, I do think it's weird. I never think about killing people.
Well,
ever.
You should.
Except
spend some time. It's fun.
I will say this. On the road, that's the only place where I really flash anger. And my flash of anger isn't personal, if unless you're, you know, that Volvo would be blown up if I had a button that shot a missile. Like, I'll think stuff like that. Like,
it is
Volvo.
Really good that our cars do not come equipped with right. torpedoes. It's really.
But beyond that, no, I don't spend time but thinking that.
It would
oh,
feel good
I know what I'd do.
It does feel good. It feels
if
good to
v
just.
If V beats me in trivia again. I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll get a crock pot.
I don't think it's unhealthy to have fantasies about like the things that you might do to someone, because it makes you, it's like an outlet. Like, oh, I could
right.
do this to them.
Hey, however
do
you,
that to them.
You're obviously very successful in your life.
At least you only think about it and don't text people.
That's true. I mean, I might have texted. That's why I always say that's how you know who your true friends are. They're the ones who have the shovel and will help you get rid of the body. You can
it's
call them
true.
In an emergency. I've accidentally murdered someone. I mean, not exactly an accident, but if you could just get over here, sheet plastic, I need a shovel. We're going to need a...
Yeah, or the dumbasses go to the store and all they buy is rope,
right.
tape, a knife. Like,
and they use their credit card, right?
Yeah. No.
Well, let's see what his last 12 credit cards were.
Yeah, and then drive around on their cell phone so it just pings every cell site. Like, get a burner phone, leave your phone at home. Like, guys, this is... Come on.
This is the woman who has thought it
through.
All that stuff's in the shopping cart, and the guy walks up and goes, do you guys have those masks with the eyes cut out? Way to not attract attention to yourself.
I love that
dickwad.
We totally see that's the thing. I think that because most murders are like crimes of passion or accidents
yeah,
or
you
whatever,
can't
you
think
know,
it
you're
through.
Not thinking it through, and now you're like going crazy and you run to the Home Depot to get all your supplies and your balaclava with
right.
the eyes
well,
cut out.
Isn't
and
that part of the Jussie
to cut them up
story?
And then. Oh,
wait,
God.
What? I didn't hear either one of you because you're both talking at once.
Finish
what?
Me.
Go ahead, Vinny.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was saying then people panic and do like the cut-up thing to put them in a suitcase, and then they realize how disgusting that is, so then they have like only two limbs off the body, and it's like a mess everywhere. It's
I'll
like,
just take a chunk every
and
day.
Call the police. And I'll yeah, just tell him you fucked up and you killed somebody.
It does seem like a lot of telling is the way.
Cutting off a leg is a lot of work and took 2 hours for one.
I love the rest.
I'm not a surgeon.
Bone doesn't cut easily, guys. No. I mean, learn
well, I mean, that's
first.
What you need a chainsaw for, but it does throw some spray. So. Jesus. Vinny, what were you saying, Vinny?
I was just saying, I think the pictures of those two guys that were accomplices with Jussie Smollett,
oh, God,
the pictures right. were of them buying the things they used in their hoax attack on him. Mm-hmm. Their pictures are there of them at the cash register getting the stuff. Durr.
Yeah, Durr George.
Well, and he wrote them a personal check, like get cash. Like, what can you imagine a hitman being like? Yeah, you can go ahead and make that out to Billy.
Yeah. In the memo line, just write killing Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitman job.
Yeah. Hitman, right. Assassination.
For taxes, I need
sure.
that in there.
Right.
Yeah.
I have my personal business I'm running over here, so.
Okay, now what were you going to ask V? Because we're having a fun old time, but we're going to be out of time before you
I
get
know.
To the V questions.
So yeah. Vinny did a story. Let me open the story up here. And at first, I really did think this is so dumb and no one would even go on this date. And then as we talked about this story, it became like the best idea ever. So I want to hear your snap judgment. If I ask you out, let's say I'm a guy and I'm like, VL, you're the one for me. I want to take you to Target. I got a little shopping I want to do. I'm going to take you to Target.
No, what the fuck? I'd go to Target by myself. But that's weird.
Okay, so here's the thing. That's exactly what this lady thought. That's kind of weird. And in the end, she went. She was surprised with a first date at Target, but it hit it in the bullseye. Because they walked around the store.
And got to know each other.
And they talked about it. And he's like, oh, this is the kind of cereal. Oh, I like that cereal. Oh, that's good. Or, you know, this is the thing. Oh, I should try that. That is actually really cool. And then she's shopping for her things. And they managed to get all the grocery shopping done and do a little, you know, shopping. And they went on this date where they had lots to talk about and laugh about. And now they're dating.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense. But I think that's very much your personality thing, because I would be
you would
like,
not do it.
I don't give a fuck what you eat for breakfast, dude. I don't even know you. In fact, I don't know if I like you. And I get it starting conversation. But like, what does that have to do with compatibility? It's not like, oof, God, you know, I'm really more of an egg and English muffin gal and you eat cereal and I just don't think this is going to work out. Like, I don't think that has to do with compatibility. I don't know. That's not.
I would actually argue that this is a mundane thing that couples do together. And that if you have fun with that person and you're at someplace as mundane as Target doing the things that you were going to do, like, isn't that actually, couldn't that be? I'm just, you know, devil's advocate. Couldn't that be kind of an indicator of how you might later? It gives you sort of a glimpse into what a relationship with that person might actually be like, as opposed to everybody's dressed up nice and on their best behavior sitting down at dinner.
I don't know. And it's been a while for me. I would try to grocery shop without my dude with my last relationship. And how do couples really go? Like, I feel like one's like, hey, I'll go to the grocery store. Hey, I'm going to Target later. Like, is that really something two people like get up and go do now?
Yeah, it actually is.
I don't necessarily think that's the reason. I'm with V. V, if I'm asking you out, I'm taking you to dinner and we're going someplace that's going to be delicious and we're going to talk over this meal and whether or not there's sparks, that's up to us, I guess, right? I'm not taking someone to Target. But in their defense, I think the idea is that there's an opportunity or a good opportunity for you to just talk and get to know each other. And there's not a lot of pressure and nobody's over.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Dressed or underdressed, you're just at Target
and staring
at
each other
up
across a table awkwardly.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but I'm not against it. I think I can see why it worked out.
Yeah, I don't think it's terrible.
I know, and it's funny because my knee-jerk reaction was, that is a fucking lame date. But then as Vinny was reading through the story, they did get the shopping that they needed to do done. They stopped for a bite at the Target Cafe. They were, you know, you can kind of hear some, you know, people are funny. If they have a sense of humor, they pick something up and they're, you know, do a sock puppet or something. You know, whatever they're doing
oh,
as they
God.
Run. You don't like sock puppets?
I would run so far.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't do my puppet. I can't do my puppetry
like,
around
sew
you.
My vagina up if you're doing a sock puppet. Get out of
what
here.
What if my sock puppet has something really funny
fuck
to say?
Fuck sock puppets royally. Fuck them. No.
Oh, my God. Why are you
what
guys anti puppet? You're in the toy section. You grab a little toy and you make it talk. And you have,
no.
And it has thoughts. Oh, it has thoughts on the things that are in your cart. Oh, you're buying that kind of tomato, huh? Well,
I would literally look around and be like, I would hope no one saw me with that person.
Well, then you're not compatible
I'll tell you
with
what
that
I'd
person.
Do.
Go to a,
I'd
go
say,
with someone else.
Listen, Cinderella, wait right here. I'll be back. Just one
oh
minute,
goodness.
I'll
I
be back. And then I get in my
in
car and leave. I'm out of there. Fuck that. And you know what?
Oh, I thought you were going to say come back with like some expensive item from electronics.
No, I'm gone. Bye. Don't do sock puppet that's... voices. I
oh,
don't
you're
going to
like my sock
puppet.
Puppet. You're
no,
gonna
I'm
like
not.
It. Yeah, we're going to Target, bitch.
Nope.
What's happening?
They have to also be this woman has to be somewhat older as well because young people are
oh
too...
no she's like 20 I would say look at it here I'll send
no
you
freaking
yeah.
way
no she's really young
wow
hold on I'm gonna send this to you it's from the New York Post
good for them though
I don't like it though I'm not letting Lamb Chop the sock puppet give me a hand job or anything close to it I
oh,
don't
God,
I'd be worried
imagine?
That's your thing. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if that's their fetish?
You wouldn't like, take a hand job from a sock puppet?
No.
Why? It's a hand job
it's
still.
Because it's
oh
weird.
Oh, my God. That's so freaking weird.
No.
But
that's
it's like
but
saying
it's
the people with baby fetishes. Like, you wouldn't let a girl in a diaper suck your dick? No, because that's fucking weird that she's dressed as a baby.
Come on, man. Just close your eyes.
That's just weird.
Get out of here,
like,
Sarah.
Oh, you want to wipe my pee-pee? Oh, baby wants to suck your dicky. They do that shit. I've seen it on shows.
What kind of shows are you watching?
My weird fetish. It's like on TLC. Seriously, you'd probably have a big old limp dick. It couldn't get sucked anyways because a giant human is acting like a baby in a diaper and asking to be wiped. It's weird. Just give
all
me
right,
a regular
so,
hand
so
or
I'm
your
gonna,
whole mouth.
So are we sticking with no then? We're not going to go to Target on our
no.
first date?
I'm not. I get it. I think it could work for some people, so I'm not completely anti. But me personally, that one, I don't
you
think
you would
that
not.
Would.
Now,
if someone... Okay.
I also want to say this in defense of the people that did this. Where was that story from? Iowa or something like that? It's like the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh.
So, I mean, there is unfortunately a lot less to do in Iowa than there is in, say, I don't know, the Bay Area.
Des Moines,
Moines, Iowa. Yeah.
Who needs Piggly Wiggly? Because we got a Target in town. That could be like their big deal there.
Maybe it's perfectly fair for a lady in the Bay Area to be like, oh, I don't know. There's 10 concerts happening tonight around town. There's, I don't know how many hundreds of epic, great restaurants we could go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to walk around Target with, nah, nope, no.
Yeah,
no.
You're right. If you're in Des Moines, it might be the happening place. Are you taking me to Target? I love Target.
And then eating at the Target bar, that's like at IKEA.
Get
like,
a little
oh,
fucking
get some dinner with some Swedish meatballs.
Don't say anything about IKEA food.
You know
I take
what?
My kids and my husband
me
just so I can get
yes.
the meatballs.
Boom.
My God, I love those things.
Oh my God.
With lingonberry sauce and mashed potatoes.
Oh, fuck.
It's fucking furniture food, Sarah.
That's
quit
right.
trying to sell it. Jesus.
Dude, they do a plank salmon there for $3 that you like.
Ew, salmon so, at freaking
you get
idea?
Your fish from the furniture
it's
store.
It's one of the
do
options.
Do you sit and shit your brains out for the next few hours?
No,
that's
it's
absurd.
Delicious. You can buy
it's
the
gas
you
station
buy
sushi.
The meatballs frozen.
That's funny. You're shitting before you make the final turn towards the check stand at the.
Dude,
imagine
if before you start shitting your pants.
Imagine if you were in IKEA and you had to shit your pants because that place is a maze. Like,
yep.
It would that would be. I'm sure it's happened to someone.
It actually gives me anxiety. I can't go in there because I feel stuck in a maze. It's
yep. I agree.
And then you leave there with something that you have to assemble.
Yeah.
5,000 fucking pieces.
No.
I've done it before in college.
Easy. So
and
easy.
Usually it's not even right.
Well, you just should have read the directions better because it's fine.
Right.
I've built so many things from IKEA. I'm a total expert at it. And I love their fucking meatballs.
Ugh.
In fact, now I'm craving them. Yeah, the salmon. Mm. I did try the salmon one time.
Lunch date with John.
I'll tell you something. It was a mistake because I knew I loved the meatballs. And the salmon was good, but it just wasn't as good as the meatballs. So I actually wasted like a trip to...
Did you even bother asking, is the fish fresh today? Did you just off the docks?
I'm sure
you send
fresh.
Someone down to the docks to
it
pull
was,
the...
It tasted good, Vinny. Don't
uh-huh.
worry.
Uh-huh. I sure did.
God, I love that place.
Salmon,
you know,
that
someday
was flash
you're,
frozen from some, Costco.
Who cares?
Weirdo.
That's what's wrong with that? That's delicious.
You can
someday,
make that at home.
Someday, why would I mess my whole kitchen up making a $3 piece of salmon that I can get over at the IKEA? Someone else does the dishes. And then you have the tray.
That's the problem right there, salmon for $3.
And you put the tray in the rack. It's so good. Now they buy in bulk.
All right.
Anyway, the next question is.
All right. Thank you.
Guys in Ecuador have the biggest dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go there on vacation?
Listen to this,
what?
V. Just listen
who?
To this. This was the story yesterday. That this some poll, some I don't know how they do this. I'm sure they're, I don't
it's
know
a
if
men
they're, you
dick
know,
measuring
getting in
competition.
The guys' emails or, you know, camera phones or however they're figuring this out.
Just asking them. Oh, it's 10 inches.
The average size. This was not like the big size or the, but the average is just shy of 7 inches in Ecuador. That's the average.
Wow.
That's pretty nice considering the average. And there was a bunch of other countries, but
there
even,
were some
even,
very sad 3-inch
yeah,
averages.
Yeah, like 4-inch, 3-inch
average
countries. But even the U.S. was like 5.25 inches average, which isn't great. It's not what you want to.
Yeah, no,
you,
I
look,
would believe
five
that.
5 inches is fine.
Don't say
one
that.
Inch,
it's
not fine.
Fine. Sure, fine.
5 inches, fine. If it's a fatty. I'm all about girth anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot there. That goes into that. But I've said this a million times before. Like,
oh,
a giant cock doesn't always mean it feels good.
Right.
Like, sometimes it can be too big, and then if the
who
dude doesn't know what he's
to,
doing with it,
who keeps asking you
it's
that?
It's terrible.
About
what?
Giant cocks. Well,
I said
it.
I've said it before on here, like...
A million times. So I'm just curious, like, wow, you really talk about giant cocks a lot.
No, I mean,
no, she's right, though. I mean, the thing is, a cock that's too long,
but just because it's
jammed
big,
in,
like,
you can actually get hurt in there. And, you know, you just want, you want, like, you don't even want too fat of a fatty because, you know, it is abrasive.
Well, you need the friction, Sarah.
Yeah,
that's part of the, that's how you get the feel.
Yeah, but the friction is one thing, like, sliding your hand into, like, I don't know, like, I always picture the vet with the glove that goes all the way to his shoulders trying to slide his arm in to turn the calf,
oh,
you know?
Oh, God. One, like, are we talking about, like, up a horse's ass?
Yeah, disgusting. And then it's like,
where
it's
did
just
this
clamping.
Go?
Like, that is just, that is too, that's too what? Fat. It's too much.
Oh, this...
It's like, you know.
What in the hell?
I don't want to have a baby every time
I'm
I
mad
fuck you.
At big dicks, but I'm just saying, like, they,
I'm a little
they
mad at
can
them.
Be overrated.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
and like women I dated like, this guy. Well, dated. I was going to fuck this guy who had a huge dick. It was huge. And he couldn't keep it filled with blood. It was so big that it only got mostly hard. And even then, he didn't maintain it for long. It's just too fucking big. I'm like, okay, so that thing's
that's
useless.
Insane. Well, and that's like, you know, I'm always like, well, what's the fucking deal with Pete Davidson? Like these women, and they're all, oh, he's supposedly hung. I don't give a shit if you have a magical unicorn penis, dude. No part of me
well,
wants
that might be
to
interesting.
Sit on your dick, dude. You're just, no. Like
I'm with you.
Like,
I find
like,
him.
Oh,
I find him.
Oh, look,
sickly looking.
He has a big penis. Like what? Like
so
don't
gonna,
you want to enjoy the person laying on top of you?
Dude. That guy is like when his dick gets hard, like all the blood drains away from his face and leaves him with these huge hollows under his eyes.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about his dick at that point. Like. What I don't, I mean, I guess that's my point I'm saying,
yes.
But
no,
well, let's,
point.
I don't know that it's just his D. I can't speak to it, but he does have a resume.
Oh, he certainly does.
Yeah, they say he has
he must
charm
have
and shit,
like
again, like
he must And he must have like pheromones out the yin yang. Like there must be something about being around him, or maybe he looks better not on TV, or there's got to be something.
Well, I'll tell you this much, dude. What it really is that he's fucking famous. He's on SNL and he does movies. Because if he walked by and was like, "Hey, Kim, do you think she'd be like, oh my God, no, he's amazing. Like, I totally get what people were saying." Fuck no, dude. No. It's that the guy comes with a whole different lifestyle.
Well,
sorry.
I think that a couple
Ariana Grande,
of them,
all these models wouldn't be fucking him if he wasn't Pete Davidson.
A couple of them, he's pulled right off the set of SNL. Like,
yep.
They came and were on his show, and that's how he met him. So he wouldn't have even met them had he not been on that show, because... And
right.
That gives
but
you
an
in.
But if he were one of the showrunners or something, they wouldn't go with him.
Right.
It's
right. I'm a writer.
On the show.
Who
right.
cares?
Yeah. Hey, that joke you said earlier, I wrote that. They wouldn't be like, oh my God, okay. Like, you're so cute. I love
you have big dick energy.
Yeah, I feel your BDE, like, just oozing from yourself. Mm. Gross.
All right, well, I feel like today we learned a lot about Target and big dicks and BDE. And Vinny's hand is up. Yes, Vinny?
V, let me ask you a question.
Oh, boy. We're almost out of time. You know?
I know we're almost out of time, but I'm just curious. I don't know if I've asked you this before, but I wonder about things. And this is a question that backfires a lot, I hate to say.
Are you going to ask if she's pregnant?
No. Wait, are you pregnant?
Yeah, if Jesus, God inseminated me with immaculate conception with a second child, maybe. But other than that, sadly, physically impossible.
Okay, this is a two-parter. This is a two-parter. How old were you the first time you did it? And did you have fun?
15. Right. And fuck no.
Oh, God, I hate that answer.
No, it was it actually, and I mean, I'm over it now, but if you wanted to break it down like a psychologist, and I'll make this quick because of timing, he had a huge, they called him Clydesdale in high school, huge dick.
Oh, so you went big dick hunting for your first? What's wrong with you?
Yes. I know. I didn't plan it. And so neither of us knew what we were doing. We were both virgins. And then he left right after, didn't hug me goodbye, nothing. And we were boyfriend, girlfriend. So it really kind of fucked me because... I was once upon a time had feelings and wanted it to be like fun. And I've heard all these stories of my friends where we're like, we laid there after. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. So it was like, that was a big thing that I was losing. It was fucking awful. And after that moment, I was like, sex means nothing. Like, you know, the women that are like, well, we had sex. He loves me. Bullshit. Which, you know, now, but I was 15. It was terrible. Terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Did you
I mean,
do him
I'll,
again?
I talk about it all the time. I kind of laugh now, but I remember he couldn't, the condom broke when he was trying to put it on. Like, it obviously didn't fit. All shit we didn't know. It was insane. And
did you do him again?
So painful. No. In fact, he like broke up with me after that.
He broke up with you.
Yeah. And then started dating some nerd he fell in love with. I was like, at least I'm cool, you fucking asshole. Anyway, sorry, that's so high school with me. But she was such a nerd. Fucking losers. Just being honest.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and say the magic words. The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?